Hey fam, I want to tell you about a new podcast called Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life. We know about people threatening democracy, don't we? But there are also people coming together across racial lines to seize this moment and stretch democracy to serve all of us. Join longtime equity advocate Angela Glover Blackwell for Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life, a podcast that asks, how do we build a radically inclusive, thriving, multiracial democracy? And looks at what one city, Los Angeles, is doing to try to make it a reality. Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life is available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Drake and Beyonce recently dropped new projects inspired by house music, but many quickly claimed it was for white people. But this generalization isn't our fault. Here's the truth about who really started this bass-pumping genre. This is 2-Minute Black History, what you didn't learn in school. When Drake released Honestly Nevermind, many quickly criticized the house-heavy album as not being made for us. Beyonce followed with Break My Soul, another bop inspired by house music. Many wrote off both projects, claiming they were for white audiences. But they must not know. We created the entire genre. Our people were getting down to disco in the 70s, and house music followed. It was created in Chicago's Warehouse, a black gay club, by the godfather of house, DJ Frankie Knuckles. And DJ Larry Levine was making waves in New York City, spinning house as well. But for years, whites have been the face of house music. As house music grew, they began taking ownership. White acts like Daft Punk became incredibly successful by sampling black artists. There's also a history of our nightclub venues being targeted and over-policed. This helped them whitewash house, claiming it as their own. House has always been undeniably black and queer. Subgenres formed in some cities like New Orleans with bounce and Baltimore's club music. A similar musical appropriation has happened across numerous genres like techno, country, and jazz. Some even argue it's happening in hip-hop today. White supremacy loves to snatch up our creativity, claim it as their own, and profit from it. But we must know the truth about our countless inventions. They can never take away what's always been ours. In order to move towards the future, you've got to look to the past. This has been 2-Minute Black History, a podcast by Push Black. Show your support by sharing this episode on your social media and join us in amplifying stories we all deserve to know.